Welcome to the Quest for Authentic Manhood. Today's date is Thursday, March the 6th. We're going to be led by Don Munton, the Summit Ministries pastor at First Baptist Church of Houston, in the lesson entitled 25 Ways to Be a Servant Leader. This is week 22 of our 24-week study. I want to remind all the men that are following along to please complete your manhood plan by the 24th week, and we hope you enjoy today's lesson.
Guys, thank you for being here and being a part of this. It is a privilege on my part to be a part of what you're going through, and so I pray that even today that what I share with you will have an impact. The last week we've gone through, in this last 21 weeks, we've been going through the history of manhood. We've talked through how we need to deal with our past. We've unpacked, maybe gained some great vision of where we're going. So as we have unpacked, we possibly have, in some ways, placed new things into that. We've talked through maybe some wounds that we've had in the past. We've suffered through some difficulties we've gone through. You possibly have shared some great, wonderful examples that you've seen, or been reminded of examples that you've had before you. There's probably been some aspects in which you've heard some theological point of view, some biblical reference in which you said, I've heard that, great reminder, maybe something new on that. And so you've written those things down. And so you formulated even a manhood definition. And so those four aspects of the manhood definition, that we reject passivity, that we accept responsibility, that we live courageously, and that we look for a greater reward, God's reward, and that we would understand what that means in terms of what we are and who we are. And so here in the last few weeks, we're going to have some real practical aspects. And so a lot of these practical aspects will deal with marriage specifically and fatherhood specifically. And so there's going to be some aspects where you think, well, I'm not married yet, or potentially I don't have children yet, or my kids have all left. And so there's this, the old saying is that before you need it, you mine the gold. Before you need it, you go and you go get those things. I love the way Pastor Greg has done this in his life. He would hear great speakers talk about what it meant to be a great husband. And so he would take those truths and he started writing letters to his wife before he was ever married, before he even knew her name. Before he even knew who she was, before he'd ever seen her, he started writing letters to her about who he was, what God was doing in his life. And so when he got married, when he asked Kelly to marry him, he said, here are letters that I have written you before I knew who you were. And these are yours. These are from me. These are from my heart. And I want to give this to you. He had been mining gold all along. And now that he had an opportunity to take that gold, he could refine that, and he could shape it into a ring, and he could hand that to her and say, here is who I am. Here is what I've mined for you. So some of these truths may not be things you can put to practice immediately today directly. Now let me tell you what you can do, though. This is not just the idea of husbandhood, fatherhood. This is also manhood. And so for all of us, we may be able to put this to practice at work. We may be able to put this to practice at within nieces and nephews and with a family, extended family. I guarantee you what ladies are needing is for us to be godly men. And so that does not disqualify you. So when you walk down the hall, one of the greatest honors I could have is that you'd see my daughter, and as you talk with her, as you visit with her, as you interact with her, she would see that her dad isn't by himself saying this is the way you go, but she sees that also by an example, by a whole flood of men that are living that way. And she says, hey, when that man comes along, I know what the kind of man I'm looking for looks like. I've seen it through my dad. I've seen that through the cloud of witnesses at Houston's First Baptist. And so she would have an example of that. She would know that. She wouldn't have to doubt that. And so she doesn't have to wonder about what kind of man she would marry. And so all those things kind of come to play. Last week, we looked at some parts of this in which we talked about what the two that we have at the core of marriage are two equals with different functions. Two equals with different functions. What page are you on this? This is page 71. And so on page 71, you have the idea of two equals with different functions. The core is the same for each of us here. What is wrapped around the core looks differently based upon individual careers, interests, hobbies, personalities, passions, temperaments. And so all those things look differently for you. It colors it differently. But every house has a foundation. Every house has walls. Every house has protection from the from the elements through a roof and all those. So that all is the same. How the house feels and looks, how you decorate it, so to speak, the interaction of that house all looks differently. But still, at its core, is two equals with different functions. For the lady, that core role is summarized with the title helper. Helper. Her role as a servant is a nurturing role of care and support. It's a nurturing role of care and support. And as she cares, as she sees as a helper, as she does those things, as she's protected to carry out those things, then at that point in time, she then carries those things out. Now, oftentimes what has happened is society has told her completely differently. They said, this is not true. You need to be something different. Some of your ladies also have some additional aspects in which they have some great gifts and abilities. And so they don't look exactly the same. They may do it differently, but there's an aspect which is the core of this. They are helper. They are nurturing. They care. They want to have a role of caring and support. And a man's core role is summarized by the word head. By the word head. His role as a servant is a leadership role. Maybe an even a better word for us is like a mountain guide. It's in a sense, it's a person who is leading the way, who's willing to do that. We're both on this journey together, but as a leadership role, it is a guide, so to speak, a role of courage and responsibility. Now, sometimes when we think